WRUZ-935 Mobile.
WB 49, and we're standing by.
Yes, it's 567. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. I tell you, you just got up yourself, or you've been on here for a while?
I got up the wife don't have to work today, so I get up when I get up.
Yeah, I see. All right. Well, I've seen some of your videos online, man. Man, you got a lot of stuff coming in.
A few things dropped off last night.
I didn't quite catch that. What was that?
I said I had a few things dropped off last night.
Oh, okay.
WSEU 202, good morning.
WB 49, and we're standing by.
Check over.
WRWB 489, and we're standing by.
WRWM 638.
Go ahead, you got WRWB 489. Guess I'm not getting into the system.
WSDH380, you're in the system. Or with the Detroit 625.
What's going on there? Yeah, you're coming in a lot better now that they linked the Detroit with the Mount Pleasant.
I think they're linked. Got two radios monitoring, 10625, 10675, and you're coming through on both of them.
They are linked. They've been linked up, I think, for the past, week and a half, 2 weeks now, something like that.
They had a jammer on here a little bit ago.
That I didn't catch that.
They had some guy playing nonsense on here a little bit ago.
What do you expect, you know? I mean, you can read between the lines, you know where it's coming from, so I don't have to explain it.
See that. WSTH380, standing by.
All right, there, we'll catch you later. How about that WSBQ996, you up this morning? Negative copy on WSBQ 996. URWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSIK 89 listening. WRWM 638 audio check. WSIK 839.
WRVV 690.
WRVS 713. New Baltimore, G copy. WRVS 713, New Baltimore, G copy.
Kevin 13, New Baltimore, I got a good copy on you, sounds really good. WSIK 839 here in Fraser.
Thank you for that info. This is negative on the WRVS 713, New Baltimore. This is WSGG 772, Shelby Township. Stand by.
WSHR 56 on the air monitoring.
Who did 212?
WRWD 49, we're standing by.
WSLI 302, how's it going, Mike?
Not too bad, man. It looks like it's going to be pretty nice out today. I mean, with the sun shining and all, 42 degrees.
Yeah, tomorrow's supposed to be a little, they're saying just cloudy, but I think it's supposed to be warmer tomorrow. It's not too bad. It's not too bad right now.
Went home, you know, for a minute on my lunch break and started raking up the leaves and that, you know, and clean it up, stripped down a weed whacker and threw the rest away.
Roger. What'd you do? Just grab a couple parts off it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just stuff I could use, and I just tossed the rest out. You know, it was a nice brand new weed whacker, but they must not have mixed the right, gas in it. The right, oiled fuel mixture, because there was no compression.
Oh, that's crazy. Sometimes I found one that was beautiful, and I gave it to somebody. I wish I wouldn't have done that. I picked it out of the trash. I forget. I bought a new plug for it. Beautiful weed whacker, and I ended up giving it to somebody.
I find them all the time, during the spring. People chuck them out because of just simple things like a spark plug or, a gummed up carburetor or just, gas lines that are rotted. It's just simple stuff. They're happy. Sometimes you just have to readjust the carburetor and, pour out the air filter and that's it. Put some fresh gas and get lucky.
Roger on that. Okay. You're right.
Last year I picked up the fill with the heads with the big handlebars on it, for brush cutting. Just the only thing I needed was a new diaphragm, that was it. And I had a special order that one, finally found the parts for it, because it's one of those ones where it was hard to get because the carburetor was made by a manufacturer that no longer exists.
Oh, man, that sucks.
I got one that I've been using for the last 4 years. It was, used one season, and they didn't change the oil in it. It's one of those four-cycle ones, where you can put all those different attachments on. Nothing wrong with it. So, the oil needed to be changed, and I put fresh gas in and a new spark plug.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I think with all the lawn equipment I have, I could start my own business. I have enough of it. Multiples of everything.
No kidding, man. I didn't know you had that much. And it all works?
Right now I got one weeker whacker I used just for an edger because I had, three, edger attachments. One I used strictly for a blower. And then I have one because it's got a blower attachment. And then one I have, strictly for used for a rototiller. And I got a rototiller attachment. And then one I used for brush cutting and one I used for weed whacking.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
People, they're just ignorant, instead of just, taking the time to clean it off and fix it, now they just throw it out and go buy a new one.
That's crazy. That's the way Rob's neighbor is. Rob's gotten a big power washer, all that stuff he threw out. Rob just goes over there, grabs it, gets it working, no problem.
A neighbor like this, he chucks out a air compressor and he says, I took it all apart, I put it all back together, and this thing still doesn't want to run right. It hesitates to run. I'm like, but gee, that sounds like something silly, So I'm like, if my intuition serves me right, if I plug this thing into an extension cord, probably the same extension cord he used, which doesn't, it's not enough amperage, but it's going to stall. It's going to, have to take the start, and sure enough, if I plug it in directly into the wall, it fires right up. I'm like, dude, the thing was starving for, amperage.
Wow, that's crazy.
probably using like a, what, 14 amp cord or something, you know, or, that's not gonna work. You need like a 12 amp. You know, he was trying to use an extension cord, you know, that was drawn to the amp.
Actually, one of those just cheap ones. I got a good, well, I think it's a 20 amp or 30 amp extension cord, a nice good one.
You know, a 12 gauge, you know, like one of them old flat 12, you know, gauge, you know, cords. One that can handle a lot of amperage. You know, he's using something that was pretty wimpy. For
sure. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I thought it could have been the capacitor, but it wasn't. I'm like, no, I know exactly what's going on here. It's starving for power. Yeah, so he took it all apart for nothing.
Right, that's what it sounds like.
That was like a, as I guess, they were chucked out because the reed valves were busted. So you just, you can either buy new reed valves and put them in, or just, you know, the reed valve that's busted just plugs the hole up. So it takes a little longer to, you know, pump up, big deal. They're just pancake compressors anyways. So what are you out, just driving around today or what?
I'm going to the bank real quick. Just came from over by Target here off Gratiot, Famous Footwear.
Yep, I hear you. I was going to ask you a question. Have you guys ever dealt with that guy downtown that built that mansion that looked like a castle? He had to shut his water off?
Been by there. I personally haven't, but there's a couple guys on my my department that have dealt with him, where they've had to shut the water off, and then some comes up, and they got to go back and turn the water back on. But if I'm correct, they weren't able to do it because the box is inside his fence, is inside his gates, so therefore they could not shut it off.
I see. Okay, so basically they got to go get a court order. Oh man, that's crazy. Yeah, I was watching videos online, you know, where he keeps getting harassed, you know, like, for some reason the city don't like him because he built a mansion in an abandoned neighborhood.
Well, no, what happened was he signed up for a payment plan, and he reneged on the payment plan, and so when you renege on the payment plan of only $10 a month, they come out and shut you off. So, you know, he's not sticking up to his part.
Makes it sound like he's the victim, you know, and like he's done nothing wrong, and all the city wants to do is attack him for no reason and use the, you know what card.
I mean, you can't beat a $10 a month payment plan for your water. I don't get that out here. It's just, you know, everybody in the city can get that if they want, you know, to get their, you know, help them pay their payment. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. And, I mean, it's like, I don't know. All he had to do was stick to it. You know, he messed his own plan up.
That's why my water rates keep going up, because, you know, of the city. Oh, man.
Yeah, it is kind of ridiculous on everything, you know. they're charging more to treat it and all that stuff, to, you know, to clean the water and this and that. It's always something.
Yeah, I hear you. WRWB 49, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, my bill is always under $100, you know, which is good because, you know, I don't pay that sewage charge because I'm on a septic, but, you know, I still got to pay that, you know, pay that city water bill, well, township water bill.
Right, I know what you're saying. Yep.
I live, some of my neighbors on some of them streets, and they're are on well and septic, so they don't have to pay. You know, they got their own water. It comes out of the ground.
Yeah, that's kind of nice, you know? It's like our cabin up north. It's on a artesian well, so, you know, coming straight up from the ground.
I like the well water my parents have. It tastes like regular spring water. As long as they don't use their water softener, you know, the water tastes great. Now, if they use that water softener, which they don't use anymore because of the, you know, that sulfur taste, you know, as long as they don't use it, it tastes great.
I got you on that one.
I'm going to jump out of here. I got to get back to my work duties here, so I will talk at you later. WRWB 49, it will be clear on your final.
WSLI 302, all right, I will talk to you later, Mike. I'll talk to you later on this evening.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township on the home base, listening.
WRWD 49, we're standing by. There's one of the jammers right there.
Just gonna say that. Yep.
one of the facilitated jammers.
WSDU 202.
Frequencies in use.
WSDU 206.
They don't care, Paul. You know, Jack and I were trying to have a civilized conversation, but evidently they didn't like the topic at hand or the subject that came up, so it's just going to be one of those things where they're just going to, you know, flip the script and roll their head off.
Yeah, no names were mentioned, but I'm glad they stood up and raised their hand.
You guys keep pointing fingers at people. You don't know what you're doing. You ain't caught nobody. You ain't got no proof of nothing. You guys ain't going to stop until you get your heads knocked off.
Is that a threat?
Six monitoring.
Is that a threat?
Nice you do. Oh, man. Telling on yourselves without knowing that you just told on yourselves.
He didn't mention any names, but I'm glad they stood up and raised their hands.
Charlie and I said one day, you know, a guilty conscience, you know?
Yeah. And Alex Parr over there IDing five times in a row, that's malicious interference, that's what that is. I heard the whole thing. I was sitting here at my kitchen table listening to it. You guys carry on. WSHM 738.
You two are like little babies out here.
Won't malicious.
Jack, we'll catch you later.
Nothing malicious about chiming in. Nothing malicious about anything.
Utilize the frequency, so with that being said, we will talk to you later. WRWB 39 will be standing by.
Nothing wrong with putting your call sign out 14 times in a row because you can't get in because everybody's got it jammed up so tight you're taking immediately that you can't get in. So when you repeat your call sign like that, that's nothing good about it.
Go get some help.
Thanks. But what you have?
Anyway, well, you don't, first of all, you don't just throw your call sign in there, you know, while two people are having a conversation. I mean, I could see if it was emergency traffic, but that wasn't the case.
You're supposed to leave a gap in your conversation so people can throw their call sign in there.
Right, but that wasn't the case with him. He just sort of maliciously, you know, throwing his call sign in there and jamming while we were having a conversation. So I don't know what the point was or what you were trying to bring up. But I'm going to be standing by for now.
Defendant Jack Unkeys, you tailgated right on him. You weren't giving no space in your conversation there, buddy.
Thank you.
WSEU 202. Good afternoon.
This is WSMF, Houston 1, Monitor. This is WSMF, Houston 1, testing the 6-2 cyber theater from Royal Oak. Can I get a signal report? This is WSMF. This is 861 monitoring.
Node 701 connected to node 700.
Well, it's good to see the repeaters are back up. As it takes them, one or two have spoilers for the rest.
You know they have impulse issues, so we're not provoked, Robert.
WSIJ 839 listening.